this white supremacist theory that Jews are driving for, quote, open borders to commit white genocide, as they call it, to replace America as it looks today with Muslims and Mexicans and other people.
Jews are the ones who want to welcome refugees because it's a conspiracy. And the truth is that, yes, there are Jews in Pittsburgh who are working to resettle refugees. That is true.
White Americans who feel that they're losing their country, they're losing ownership of the country. And they're right. I mean, we are becoming more diverse, more multicultural. And they are, in the end, they are not the future. In the end, the power they still have will go away.
That we're witnessing the end of white America as we know it. The question is, how long and how expensive will the funeral be?
Brown people and black people and Muslims and immigrants are coming to replace our white civilization, and the Jew's job is basically to pass as a white person, but in fact do the bidding of these people that
so
we
do. There are many people who are biologically and even halachically Jewish, that is to say they are Jewish. They brainwashed people to subscribe to the notion that most desirable utopian reality that could be hoped for in human affairs would be a complete admixture of the nations, of the ethnic groups, and of the cultures.
It's a kind of utopia, just the fact that the whole world will mix up with each other, that in, I don't know, 70, 80 years, there will be no white people anymore, and only cappuccino colored
people. Look, that's the only way. This is the only solution.
But when the diversity becomes so extreme that you have almost like balkanized groups, that there were no actual traditional communities, all the traditional communities are outnumbered completely by newcomers, and the newcomers keep on and on rolling in, it has a very alienating effect.
Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on.